You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. When people talk about veganism, food usually gets all the attention. But one of the most significant and quietly powerful shifts has been happening in fashion. For decades, fur, leather, wool, silk, and exotic skins were treated as symbols of luxury. Today, that idea is being questioned and in many cases, rejected. Fashion is going through a values reset, and veganism is right at the center of it. Let's talk about what's changing, who's leading the shift, and what's replacing animal-based materials. The push away from fur did not happen overnight. It came from a mix of consumer pressure, investigative reporting, and cultural change. Videos showing how animals were trapped, confined, and killed for fur made it impossible for brands to claim ignorance. At the same time, younger consumers started asking tougher questions. Not just, does this look good, but who paid the price for this to exist? Animal welfare organizations like PETA and the Humane Society of the United States kept pressure on brands through campaigns, protests, and shareholder action. Over time, fur stopped being aspirational and started feeling outdated. Luxury lost all its shine when cruelty became part of the story. One of the biggest signals that the industry was changing came when major fashion houses started banning fur. Gucci announced it would go fur-free in 2017, setting a tone for the luxury market. Versace followed shortly after, Prada committed to going fur-free in 2019, and Burberry ended the use of real fur as part of a broader sustainability push. Once luxury brands made the switch, it removed the idea that fur was necessary in high fashion. If Gucci could do it, anyone could. This also created a domino effect. Mid-range and fast fashion brands followed because consumers started expecting it. Moving away from fur was only the first step. Fashion also had to answer a bigger question. What replaces animal-based materials? That's where innovation comes in. Vegan leather made from polyurethane was an early alternative, but today brands are moving towards plant-based options made from cactus, pineapple leaves, apples, and mushrooms. Mycelium leather, grown from fungi, is being developed as a durable, breathable option with a much lower environmental footprint. Recycled materials, including plastic bottles and ocean waste, are being transformed into textiles for jackets, shoes, and handbags. Lab-grown materials are emerging that replicate the structure of leather without involving animals. Companies like Stella McCartney have been early leaders in pushing these alternatives into mainstream fashion, proving that ethics and aesthetics do not have to compete. The shift is not just about animal rights. It's also about environmental impact. Animal agriculture for clothing contributes to deforestation, water pollution, and greenhouse gas emissions. Fur farms and leather tanning are resource-heavy and chemically intense industries. Consumers are starting to connect the dots. A jacket is not just a jacket. It represents supply chains, labor practices, environmental costs, and values. That's why the rise of vegan fashion fits into a larger movement towards conscious consumerism. People want fewer items, better quality, and clearer ethics. Fashion is still evolving, and this transition is not perfect. Some synthetic materials come with environmental trade-offs. That's why the next phase is about refinement, better materials, better transparency, and better systems. But the direction is clear. Fur is fading into fashion history. Animal-based materials are being questioned. Vegan alternatives are no longer fringe. They're becoming standard. The same way plant-based foods move from specialty stores to grocery aisles, vegan fashion is moving from niche designers to global runways. Veganism is not just changing what we eat. It's reshaping how we dress, how we define luxury, and how we think about responsibility. If you care about animals, sustainability, or simply where your products come from, fashion is one of the most powerful places your choices can make an impact. To explore more conversations like this, discover resources, and connect with the global vegan community, visit vegansexplore.com to join us on this journey. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore, and as always, we want to thank you for listening and being a part of this growing movement. The Vegans Explore podcast is a daily show, so we'll see you tomorrow.